Pažuho, jeho tvo, jeho tvojim srpo. Amen. This week and next week, our church fathers have decided in their infinite wisdom to choose two specific topics to preach about during, or to read about and to preach about during the gospel reading. The first today is bread, and next week will be about water. And these two topics are very important because in the next 2 weeks, we're going to start Lent. And during Lent, these are the two main sustenances that we eat and we use, bread and water. Without these two things, humans cannot live. Man cannot live. And if I've ever been to a home blessing in your house, I've explained this, that without bread and without water, we cannot live. Likewise, spiritually, without the bread of life, which is Christ, and next week we will hear the fountain of life, which is Christ, without him, spiritually, we can't live either. All of us, as I said in Armenian, especially because we are Armenian, love to eat and to drink. I said I know this because I've been to your homes, I've been to your parties, and I have seen you eating and drinking before. And we all love to do this. But when we eat and we drink regular food, that satisfaction eventually goes away. And we have to eat and we have to drink again. But that spiritual satisfaction, that spiritual bread, the bread of life, which is Christ, once we eat that, we no longer search for any other bread. That is the bread that sustains us for eternity. The question then really is, what is bread? What is bread? If we think about it in the most basic sense, it's flour and water. And sometimes we put yeast in it. But if we're Armenian and we like lavash, it's just bread and water. But we put, and sometimes salt too, to add flavor. Correct. And we add other things in there too, raisins and different things to make it more delicious. But in the basic sense, it's just bread, it's just flour and water and yeast. But these three things combined make something that humans have lived on for millennia. And we continue to eat today, whether it be gluten-free bread or organic bread, whatever bread you eat, we all eat some type of bread. And even in Armenia, if you go to Armenia and you hear people speak in Armenia about food, they will say to you, "Hats gerelis, have you eaten bread today?" And they're not talking about physical bread. They're just talking about food in general, because bread is associated with food. In fact, I sometimes tell this story, and I will tell it today. My father-in-law, God rest his soul, would never eat anything without bread, even pasta. He had to have bread. It's basically the same thing, but he needed to have the bread on the table. The Armenian word for bread is hats. And this comes from the Armenian word haitsum, or haits, which means request, or need, or desire. So when we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," we're not asking that God give us bread. But in reality, what we're asking, God grant us the requests, the needs, the desires, the wants that we have for this day. And that could be anything. That could be dealing with our health, with food, with family, with work, with our home, with our family, with clothing, with the cars, with anything. When we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," we're actually asking, "Lord, grant us the needs that we have today, that they be complete." And because only you can fulfill those needs. In English, the word is bread comes from the English word break. Because when you have bread, you are not supposed to eat the entire loaf of bread. But rather, you're supposed to break it and give it to others and share it with others. This is where the phrase breaking bread comes from. And it reminds us, and it should remind us, of Holy Communion. That bread that we have is broken and distributed. Christ is broken and distributed to everyone. It's not just for the priest, and it's not just for you, it's for everybody. There's a story of a beggar, and this beggar is very hungry and is looking for food. And so he hears that there's a church down the street that has the best bread in town. So he goes to the door and he knocks on the door, And the priest there, the Dehi, opens the door and says, "Welcome, what do you need?" And he says, "I'm looking for bread. I'm so hungry, I just need a morsel of bread." The priest says, "Perfect, you came to the right place. Come with me, let's go to the kitchen." And along the way to the kitchen, he explains all the things that he uses, the flour, the water, the right type of yeast. And when he gets there, he says, "Do you want to see my cookbook that I use?" And the beggar, of course, says, no, I'm hungry. I just want some bread. Please give me bread." Okay, I understand. But you're very wise for coming here because the ingredients I use is top notch. I use only organic. I use alkaline water. And it's, if I have gluten-free over here, if you want that, but I have every type and only the best I use for this bread. "Do you want to see the pantry where all this is kept?" And the man, the beggar, says, "No, I don't want to see any of that. I'm just hungry. I need food. I need bread." "Okay, I understand that very well, but let me tell you a little secret," he says. The priest goes on to say, "I only use the best, and I know I use the best because I have multitudes of people coming here every week for this bread. I have pictures of all of them. Do you want to see the pictures?" And he says, "No, I don't want to see the pictures. I'm just hungry. I just want some bread." "Okay, I get it. Let me tell you something. Unfortunately, many people go to the church down the street for bread. And their bread, not good. They use tap water. They use not the right flour. They use the wrong yeast. And even the oven is off. So it's not that good. And I'm glad that you came here." And as he's saying this, the beggar lowers his head and starts to walk away. Bless
you. Thank you.
Starts to walk away. And the priest, surprised, says, "What are you doing? Where are you going? Don't you want some bread?" And he says, "No, I've lost my appetite." In today's story about the priest and the beggar, we learn two very important lessons. The first is that nobody pays attention when they're hungry. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're 88, you're 18, or you're 8 days old. When you're hungry, you're hungry, and you want to eat. This even goes for animals. If you have a dog or a cat, when they're hungry, it doesn't matter. They want to eat and fulfill that satisfy that yearning and that urge in them. And this goes also physically and spiritually. In English, we have this word now called hangry. When you're hungry and you're angry because you're hungry. And so you become hangry. And I've seen this. It's not a pretty sight. But when we are hungry and we're angry, we want to eat something. Doesn't matter what it is. We want to eat. And how many times have we come home from work or from school or from somewhere else and our mom or our dad is preparing dinner? And what do? We go straight to the pantry or to the refrigerator, open it up and see what is there to eat. What is there to snack on? And we usually find something. It's usually sweet or salty, and we eat it, and then how do we feel? Not very good afterwards. Because when we're hungry and we put something in our stomach that we shouldn't be eating at that moment, we feel worse after. We feel worse. This is true also spiritually. When we're looking for the Word of God, and we're looking for Christ, and yet we go and we get something from somewhere else, we think, oh, this is good. It could be a self-help book, or a lecture, or another church, or whatever, and we think it's good. We put it in our spiritual stomachs, in our spiritual hearts, and we think we're good, but we feel worse afterwards. We don't feel satisfied, and we're still looking for that bread of life, which is Christ. The second thing we learn is that bread needs to be distributed. We cannot just speak about it, as the priest did. He just talked about his bread and how great it was. But we have to distribute it to everyone. And that is Christ himself needs to be distributed to everyone. Our church fathers are very, very wise, and what they did in the Armenian church in particular, we used to have, and we still have, you know, lavash, that flat bread, unleavened bread. And in the ancient times, what we would do is we would bring that bread, a big piece of bread, lavash, to church. And we would give it to the priest. And the priest would take a piece of that, which we would call a nishchag. Because nishchag in Armenian, sometimes we refer to that as the host. that Mishkan means peace. And so he would take that peace and use that for Holy Communion during Vadana, during the liturgy. And the remaining part, which in Armenian is called mas, which just means part, right? We think it's this holy thing, mas, but it's just a part. That part is then distributed to all of the people that did not come to church that Sunday. We receive the body and blood, that mishkan, but then we take pieces of that mas, that extra part, and we take it to people who have not come to church, who are not able to come to church for whatever reason. Sometimes when we leave church on Sundays, we have the deacons distributing mas, and we all say, oh, yes, this is the best part, right? We love mas, and we eat it anyway, but that mas is not for us. We already received the body and blood of Christ. We received the thing that is the most precious thing in this world, and we sing about it before we receive it. We say, see how sweet the Lord, see, taste and see how sweet the Lord is. Alleluia. This is what we do. And this is why we need to distribute that bread, distribute Christ to others. Not just talk about him, but physically take him to others. So Lent is quickly approaching. It's 2 weeks away. And we're going to start thinking about what we're going to be giving up. And we'll talk about this another day. Is it really giving things up or doing things instead? But it's quickly approaching, and we're going to be hungry if we fast during Lent. We're going to be looking for food and sustenance during Lent. But we have to also remember that the true bread, the true food, the true sustenance is Christ, Jesus. And that that bread should not be stored in our homes or in our hearts, but must be distributed to everyone we come in contact with, so that they may taste the Lord, they may see him, and they too may come to the house and receive him in Holy Communion. Amen. Amen.